This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and Sparky ain't here. No, Miss Robin, my wife, my lovely wife, is she is in bed, hopefully asleep. I think she might be listening to the show. I don't know.
She's lost. Sparky's lost a little bit of her shine.
She's lost a little spark. Yes, yeah. She came down with a fever yesterday, and she's just kind of getting over it here today. Let's hope she's getting over it in time for Christmas. But she did want me to wish everybody, all of our listeners, a Merry Christmas today. So at least we can express that for her. So how's everybody doing? We went out to the marsh on Saturday and did not take a sick of deer, although we had ample opportunity to take a hind. I refrained, knowing that we have some pretty nice deer on the property. So we just pretty nice stags on the property. So, you know, we're waiting to fill the freezer until we have a little more time. Maybe muzzleloader season, we might do that, or late firearm season, something like that. But still waiting for the nice deer. We've got a couple nice ones that hopefully are on the ranch, and we're going to try again. Maybe today, maybe this afternoon, we'll see. You know, Christmas coming, it kind of, you got things to do, and we did go Thursday with Laura up to Frederick County. We saw some deer, didn't get a shot. That was bow hunting, of course, and it was cold, but it was exciting watching the deer get almost into bow range and then not being able to close the deal. It was a little four corn, a little four point that was pushing a doe and another deer. I don't know if it was a doe's fawn, but they were close, then they weren't, then they were running, and then they were not, and then they'd come back, and I'd blow the bleat call, and you know, they'd come back, and then they just left. So, but in the middle of all that, we had a local homeowner come out in his yard and do some stuff, and the deer were alerted like that. But that's okay. That's all right. You know, we'll get back there again. Hopefully, be able to take a couple. So that was the extent of the hunting experiences this week. Nothing exciting to report. Deer were sighted in both incidents, but in only one case I was able to take one, but chose not to. So isn't that what hunting's all about? Being able to get out and, you know, watch things going on in the world. And you know what was the coolest part of the hunt last Saturday? I don't know if any of you have ever seen this, but anybody who's ever hunted on the shore has seen a northern harrier hawk. You know, they float maybe 2-3 feet above the top of the grasses and so forth, and eventually they'll dive down on a mouse or a vole or, you know, another bird or something like that. Well, I watched one fly over the marsh, and I didn't get a lot, you know, I was just kind of amazed by this thing, watching it in the binoculars and not trying to take a video or a picture of it. I wish I would have. But it was a white-faced northern harrier hawk. And I thought this was pretty unusual. And then I went online and looked at it. And, yes, there is a white phase of the northern harrier hawk. Beautiful, almost all white bird with some black markings on the wingtips and so forth. Absolutely gorgeous to watch. A northern harrier hawk. Made my whole day. It made my whole day. So I had never seen a white phase, and there's something unique that God in his glory and wisdom you know, there's something he created in his nature, and there it was, and I got to witness it. Probably the only one that day that saw that, so feel pretty special on that. Our number is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We've got a couple weeks left, this week and next week, for the CVA muzzleloader giveaway contest. Our great sponsor, CVA, is glad to work with us on an annual basis to give away muzzleloaders to one lucky listener a month. And we've been doing this, I can't even go back that far. I think 12 years we've been doing it. And, you know, giving away a number of muzzleloaders to a lot of people. And the latest fellow got his, Matt got his the other day, and he was pretty happy with that. Sent me a picture of him holding it up, and so we're just glad to do that. So if you'd like to call in and get the muzzleloader contest, our number is 410 WCBM 680. You call in, you leave your name and your number with Chris. You go on the air with me and say, "Hey, Alan, guess what? I want to enter your muzzleloader contest," or you could ask a question, make a comment, but you must go on the air, and then we'll put you in the contest. And you may possibly win a brand-new CVA muzzleloader from the fine folks at BPI Outdoors, CVA, and everything else they make. So we invite you to visit them online, or if you don't win one and you need a new muzzleloader for the season, stop by your local retailer who sells CVA muzzleloaders, let me say like Chesapeake Outdoors, and take a look. I've been using CVAs for years, taking deer, bear, and enjoyed my CVA muzzleloader. So there you go. Any callers on the line there, Mr. Chris?
No, sir. It's just you and I.
Just you and me. Well, how was your week?
It was okay. I was thinking about going out and once I opened the door to go out and the wind was blowing, it's like, nope, no bushy tails are going to be.
Oh, you're a fair weather hunter. Fair weather hunter, huh?
Well, I also didn't break out the long johns yet. So.
Oh, well, it's time to do that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
but I've learned so far, because I'm really new to all of this, that when the wind's blowing, they're not moving.
Not too much.
At least that's my experience so far, and I think I've been out like maybe three or four times. I went out at the beginning of the season, and it was too early.
Yeah.
And then I've been out a couple times since, and I learned that once the wind blows, they're not moving. So that's what happened the other day. So
not too much, unless there's a front coming in, a cold front or something like that. Then it doesn't matter. They'll feed ahead of that front. If they're going to get, you know, shut down in the rain or a cold front or something like that, they'll feed in front of that. But, yeah, you're pretty much right. I never liked hunting squirrels in the wind. So.
No. So maybe in the next couple of weeks I'll head back out again and see what happens.
Yep, we saw a new one at the house this week. You know, we have all kinds of weird colored squirrels here. We have gray and white and kind of a ghost gray, a smoky gray, almost white, pure black, black with white tips on their tails, black with a mahogany colored tail, gorgeous. Haven't seen him in a while. And we found a new one here the other day in the yard next door, watched it out the window. It was almost a golden color, kind of a gold gray. Really pretty, really pretty. When the sun shone on it, it was more gold than gray. So it was a very unique looking squirrel. Weird genetics here, buddy. So, Chris must be answering a call.
Yes,
so,
I am. In fact, we have Mark on the line.
Mark on the line. Okay. Is this Delaware Mark?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Delaware Mark. It used to be Towson Mark. Now it's Delaware Mark.
That is correct.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. Doing good.
Good. I just called to wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you so much, and right back at you.
Well,
right back
you.
At you. Yes, sir. Enjoying life in Delaware?
Yeah, it seems different.
Yeah. All the boxes unpacked, everything up on the
shelves,
and all put away where it's supposed to be. I know. 2 years here for me. I was looking for something in one of the storage units yesterday, and I opened the door and went, oh, my gosh. What am I going to do with all this stuff, you know? So it ain't coming here. So.
Well, you know, the funny thing is, the lesson I've learned from this is, what do you redefine what you really need.
That's true.
What you really need is your medications and toiletries and a clean set of clothes.
That's pretty much it.
Everything else is turns out to be something you like.
Yeah, that's
you
that's a good
really
way to put it.
Need. You can live without it.
Yeah, yeah. Robin's daughter is a great one for throwing stuff out, you know, and we're trying to get that. We're trying to develop that. If we haven't seen it or used it in a year, we don't need it, you know, and off it goes. And there's also
hard to let go of something.
Yeah, it is.
A lot of attachment.
Yeah. Does this bring you joy? You know, if it doesn't bring you joy, why? What's the point? So
yeah.
You know, and everything else is just memories and reminiscences and, you know, things like that. So, you know. So. But we learn from our collective practices that we don't need all that stuff.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I mean,
I've reached that stage of life.
Oh, yeah.
It's natural.
I think you're right.
After a lifetime of accumulating to start divesting myself of stuff.
That's right. Good plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's going to be that's going to be my theme for 2020. Downsize. I like that. Thank you for reminding me.
Well, I found it helpful every day for 9 months. I got up with the goal of getting rid of one or two things a day.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice.
Yeah. Initially it was easy and then I got to the stuff I like.
Yeah. And then you went, what do I do with this? I wonder what that shelf I can put that on. So, I get it, buddy. So, all right, Mark. Hey, thank you very much. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year back to you, buddy.
Great. Have a good one.
All right. We'll see Bye-bye. You soon. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Who's on the line there, Chris?
We have John.
John. Good morning, John. How are you, buddy?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Oh, that's
how.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Didn't we just hang up on you?
This is the other brother.
I know.
I'm listening remote from the hills of North Carolina.
Yeah.
Close to the sanctuary, Second Amendment sanctuary movement, which is perhaps why I'm here. Mm-hmm. About 20 years early.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I didn't know he was on until I just turned on the internet radio and I heard
right.
the end of his phone call. You know, we come into this life with nothing. We're going out the same way. No matter how much you like your stuff, you're not taking it with you.
You know what? That's true.
So, you know, people get hung up on things, but things really don't matter. They're kind of temporary.
I think there's a theme here so far this morning.
Well, the real theme is, you know, it's the reason for the season and all, and Merry Christmas.
Exactly. The reason for the season and Merry Christmas is right. The reason for the season is the most important thing in our lives.
Yeah, I'm retired and I work retail part-time, so
sure.
Some extra money, not particularly enjoyable. And people get so distracted and hung up on just junk. And it's all going to go to a landfill, you know, at some point. But it has nothing to do with
Thanks for the uplifting encouragement.
Well, your Savior was born
yep.
so you would have everlasting life.
That's true.
So, there you go.
You got it, buddy. Well, thanks for the reminder. I appreciate that.
How's your hunting season been?
Well, that's not true. I did pull the trigger. I haven't taken an animal yet. I took a stupid shot at a deer that was way too far away. I thought it was much closer than it was, but with, you know, I didn't put the rangefinder on it, or I would not have shot. But
how far was it?
about 150 yards with the shotgun, and didn't compensate for the drop, so I shot underneath it or in front of it or somewhere, not on the deer.
I have done that.
Yeah, we all have, I think,
including this year.
Exactly. So, you know, but I haven't collected an animal yet, and that's okay. I'm good with that for now. So, got to wait for the right one and the right shot. I got a little anxious the last day of firearm season. So.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yep.
Well, I don't know how you are, but I always feel enormous pressure until I get the first one.
Nah, I don't feel enormous pressure.
And maybe the only one.
Yeah, I think that's where we're going this year, unless I have an opportunity to harvest one to be able to give away to somebody. So
that's what I do. I always end up with some kind of internally motivated pressure because I've always committed to giving venison to somebody, mm-hmm. and it was again this year. A friend of mine passed away and wanted to help his widow out.
Sure, I understand. And John, hey buddy. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Appreciate the call.
You also.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. So, Chris, do we need to take a break or could we take another call? Which do you prefer?
I think we should take a break, and that way it'll give us more time to talk to Jim.
Jim is on the line. Well, I'll tell you what, the Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. Comes up February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. 650,000 square feet of guns and hunting and fishing and archery with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros and your favorite outdoor celebrities. You know, there's over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters there with interactive events and entertainment for the entire whole family. An NRA country concert featuring Chris Jansen, Jacob Bryant, and John Langston will be conducted. Live the adventure at the Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st to the 9th at the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. Tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. greatamericanoutdoorshow.org, February 1 through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. You know, Clyde Sports Shop has a lot of great Browning firearms. Now, they do carry those Thompson Center muzzle loaders. And all the different models as well. I think there's 5 different models of TC muzzleloaders. And they are more than glad to help you out with that. Their gunsmith, Lawrence, could take care of any issue that you have with a muzzleloader, any kind of firearm, shotgun, rifle, handgun, and he does. I mean, Clyde's is famous for their firearms, their licenses, their ammunition, their gunsmithing, and their scope mounting. No question about it. You know, we talked about some newer models, the AB3 Stalker Long Range. We talk about the BAR Mark III Hell's Canyon Speed and a number of different calibers. We talk about the A5. But the good old BPS pump, Browning's not making anymore. But Clyde Sports Shop sure has some, and they can accommodate you if you like that pump-action Browning shotgun. They can take care of that for you. They're also not making the AB3 gun with the scope, the combo gun with the scope anymore in variety of calibers, but Clyde still has some. So if you're looking for a reasonably priced quality Browning firearm, make sure you stop by Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, let's slide over to Maryland's Eastern Shore. You know, the waterfowl season, goose season, migratory goose season started yesterday, and your waterfowl headquarters is Chesapeake Outdoors, right across the Bay Bridge, Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road right there in Kent Island. The formal street address is 1707 Main Street in Chester, Maryland, and they are Maryland's waterfowl headquarters here on the shore. Largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands, steel shot by people like Kent with their fast steel. They've got Avery decoys. They've got banded brand camo, and firearms and ammunition. They've got some beautiful waterfowl guns by Remington and Choppa. They have some firearms by Savage, muzzleloaders by Thompson Center and CVA. For the late deer season, they've got the scent lock apparel for the deer hunters, Costa sunglasses, Yeti coolers, and still 20% off all tree stands in stock. And there's a lot of them. They have an entire trailer dedicated to tree stands, ladders, climbers, and lock-ons. Raven crossbows for Christmas, Mission Sub 1XR crossbow, Matthew compound bows, and crossbows for every budget, 10-point Excalibur, Carbon Express, and Barnett. I saw a deal on a 10-point stealth the other day. I couldn't believe. It was a brand new stealth, just like the one I bought 20 years ago, for less than what I paid for it. So how about that? 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learned more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunked, well, hell, I still had a good day. Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch the bobber go floating away.
All right, let's talk to Jim.
Good morning, Alan.
Hello, Jim. How you
doing?
Good
morning,
Alan. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful.
What's on your mind, Jim?
Just calling to get in that contest.
All right. Well, you're in, buddy.
Yeah, just I listen to you all the time, and this is only the second time I've called probably in 15 years because I'm not really a phone person, but I do enjoy your show. I do enjoy your stories, and it's fun to be here.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening, and you're in the contest. So
right.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Yep, sir.
Thank you,
take
sir.
Care now. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So, any callers on the line there, Chris?
No, Jim was it so far.
All right. Well, I've got some news here. Hunters harvested 27,000 deer during the firearm season. Maryland Department of Natural Resources announced that hunters reported taking 27,088 deer during the state's most popular hunt, the two-week firearm season. The total harvest was 14% lower than last year's official count of 31,631. Bad weather on key weekends contributed to a decline in many parts of the state, and that's true. More than 2,000 deer were taken on the two Sundays during the season, representing 8% of the total harvest. Sunday hunting is currently permitted on select Sundays in 20 of the 23 counties. So, our wildlife director, Paul Pedito, said, rain, ice, and fog once again hampered parts of the firearm season this year. Fortunately, deer hunters in Maryland have additional opportunities to fill their freezer with venison during the remaining hunting dates in December and January. And we do. The muzzleloader season starts today for 2 weeks. And then I think the 10th and 11th of January, there's a two-day extended firearm season. Of course, archery runs all the way to January 31st. Hunters reported taking 10,249 antlered deer during the two-week season, down from last year's official total of 13,283. The antlerless harvest decreased from 18,348 last year to 16,839 this year. Sika deer represented 387% of the total antlered deer harvest and 507% of the total antlerless deer harvest. Hunters in region, hello? What's that? What'd you say, Chris? I'm sorry, I missed that. Oh, I have a call. Well, let me finish this up here real quick. Hunters in Region A, Allegheny, Garrett, and Western Washington counties reported taking 2186 antlered and 1102 antlerless, and the remainder of the state hunters reported taking 8,063 antlered and 15,737 antlerless deer. If you log into the DNR website, you will see that a number of counties were down significantly. And I mean 25 to 30%. Allegheny was down 32%. Anne Arundel down 19%. Baltimore County down 18.8%. Calvert down 15%. Caroline down 25%. Carroll County down 26%. Dorchester was down 20% on whitetails and 22% on sikas. Frederick was down 20%. Garrett was down 19%. Harford was down 25%. Howard down 23%. Kent down 23%, Montgomery down 23%, Prince George's down 10%, Queen Anne's down 20%. St. Mary's County, same amount of deer, 0% change. Somerset down 29%, Talbot down 28%, Washington down 27%, Wicomico was down 28% on the whitetails, and Worcester was down 21%. So, I got to tell you, folks, it wasn't a good deer season this year. If you were looking for a record harvest, it didn't happen. Not going to happen. 410 WCBM 680 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Who's on the line, Mr. Chris?
We have Jeff.
Well, let's talk to Jeff.
Hey,
Jeff. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right.
What's up,
Jim? Hello?
I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I'm here. What's up, Jeff?
I know. Hold on.
I'm here, Jeff.
Hello?
Okay, you're in it.
Okay, thanks.
Jeff,
can't really talk.
You're at work and can't really talk. Well, you're in the contest. Yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, have a good one.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All right, who's next there, Chris? Chris
I'm
is
working,
monitoring
I'm
a call right
on
now.
A couple.
I know, but you go right ahead. Okay,
right,
we got a number of callers online. Yep. All right. The if you recall, the opening day deer harvest was up 29%. 8,000 deer taken on opening day. And in the two-week framework, we wound up with 27,000. So that means that only 19,000 deer were taken in those 2 weeks, in those 13 days or however many days that were available there for most of us. It is not a good sign. It's not a good sign. Now, did you put the effort in? How many of us did? I put a lot of effort into deer hunting this year. I tried to get out every opportunity. I've got a close property. I've hunted here. I've hunted Dorchester, I think, three times this year for sikas, maybe four. A lot of effort here close by. Did go to Frederick County. But you know what? it is what it is. When it's bad weather and it's rain and sleet, and cold and foggy and windy and all those other bad things. You know, it reminds me of the old deer hunter's excuse shirt that used to be around, you know, back 30 years ago. You know, you had this t-shirt that had all the excuses on, you know, too windy, too cold, too much rain, you know, too snowy, not snowy enough, you know, not enough rain. Yeah, it was pretty interesting. If you look at the deer hunter's excuse shirt, I'm sure you could find one somewhere online, no question. But, you know, it is what it is. But these numbers are, in some of these counties are surprising. In other counties, they're not that surprising. They're not that surprising. Some of these counties are very, very active with deer management permits, and you know, farmers continue to take. I'll be anxious to see the annual deer report that'll tell us that, you know, 30,000 permits were issued and farmers only killed 8,000 deer. But this was also the first year we allowed shooting deer at night in February and March on deer management permits with the proper application. We know we had about 36 landowners apply for nighttime shooting permits. And, you know, you take them out of the landscape in February, they're not going to be there in November, that's for sure. Who's online, Chris?
Well, we actually have two callers. The first one is Walt, and then after Walt, we have Tony.
Well, let's talk to Walt. Morning, Walt.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good, you?
Doing pretty well, on my way to work. So
got it.
I had a question. I used to live over in Centerville, and now I live on the Western Shore, but I had a buddy went down to Vienna on a Nanticoke, and he did pretty well. So I was wondering what the numbers are like, because I haven't been out, you know, for duck or geese this year. What's everyone talking about over there? And
you mean for waterfowl?
Yeah, how are the numbers this year?
Well, the duck numbers are great. I'm hearing good things from the duck hunters. Of course, we've had duck weather. You know, we had rain. We have cold weather. We've had, you know, some areas freeze up, so there's some areas that are not available to the waterfowl. And, yeah, the duck numbers seem to be really good. We haven't had the midwinter survey yet results. That's not till January. But the anecdotal reports that I'm hearing from folks are that the duck season is pretty good. Of course, goose season started yesterday. No reports from that. No reports yet on that. So
I got you. And then one other thing I wanted to talk about is the hunting license. You know, I've bought a hunting license almost every year since I was, you know, old enough.
Right.
And I didn't buy one this year, and I wonder what, because it's just I don't have the time to go out too much, and you know, it's just so darn expensive this year. And I was wondering what percent, you know, where does that money actually go? Is it wasted through our government, like a lot of the money, or is
no.
it actually used?
No,
right
no,
way?
No. Hunting license fees are used for a variety of reasons. A lot of it goes to salaries to support the people that manage our wildlife, wildlife managers, biologists, and so forth. Some of it goes into programs to support wildlife. You know, if you don't buy a license, then we don't get the money from the federal government in the matching Pittman-Robertson funds. You know, every time we buy a gun or ammunition or archery tackle, those taxes. The taxes at the federal level, an 11% excise tax, is levied on the manufacturer. And every time you buy a gun or ammunition, that money goes to the IRS. Let me explain a little differently. Manufacturers pay an 11% excise tax, okay, that goes into the IRS and comes back out through U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and it's distributed to states on a variety of factors, including number of hunting license sales. So as the hunting license numbers decrease, so does our federal matching funds through the Pittman-Robertson Wildlife Funding Act, which is the American model of conservation. Same thing on fisheries, on the fishing side with fishing tackle and boat motor fuel and some other things, that our federal matching funds to each individual state that goes to help manage wildlife and so forth. Now, when you say it gets wasted through the government, it doesn't go into the general fund. It does not do that. Those hunting license fees do not. But I will tell you this. There are a lot of there are a lot of hunters' dollars that, in my opinion, could be better used for better programs. About $450,000 of our hunting license money goes to support the deer management program or the crop damage permit program.
I got you.
Okay. So landowners, farmers, don't have to buy a license on their own land, okay? They get to kill deer year-round on crop damage permits, deer management permits is what they're called, okay? And we, as hunters, $100 pay for the people that administer those funds, that administer those programs. So to the tune of $400,000 to $500,000 a year, hunters are paying farmers to kill deer.
Yeah,
paying to support that program.
That's very interesting. I appreciate the answer.
You got it. Thank you for the call.
All right,
let's talk Tony. Sorry that got a little deep, but that's what happens. It's not a easy thing to explain. Tony, are you on the air?
I'm here, buddy.
What's going on, man?
Always enjoy the show.
We try.
Walt stole my thunder. I was really concerned about the waterfowl numbers and what you might have known, but...
Yeah.
Just answered all that as far as you can.
Yeah, the duck numbers are pretty good. I mean, there's no to my knowledge, no lack of waterfowl right now. The divers and
well, that's what I would guess. As cold as it's been, and even snowy up north, there should be some, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of a push.
Yeah. And the Canadas are here. The snow geese are here for the most part, and I'm sure there's more coming. But you know, it's.
I know, but it opens up today in Delaware, and it's one bird limit. You know.
No, it's one bird here in Maryland too. It opened up yesterday.
So. Yeah, but I watch videos up in New York. Northern part of New York is still five birds, and the southern part is two birds.
I know.
Figure that out. You know, I mean, they should at least make it equal, but.
Well, last February, if you want to go back, we did two shows with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and they explained all that, you know.
Yeah, they're trying to get a jump on it and stay ahead of it, is the way he basically explained it, is what I interpreted, you know what I mean? Don't want to get it to a point where they got to close the season like they had to whatever years ago that was.
Sure, I get it.
I do want to get in, I could sure use a new muzzler.
Oh, you're in it.
Well, do you know anything about CVA making a 450 Bushmaster?
No, I don't know anything about that.
Ball jacket. I didn't think you did.
No, I don't know that they do that. They might. I mean, they do have a center fire division. So let me research that a little bit.
Enough.
All right.
All right, buddy. I appreciate the call.
All right, man. Thanks, Tony. Take care. Uh huh. All right, there we go. Anybody online there, Chris?
No, sir. We're free to go.
Then let's talk about Bay Country Bakery.
Oh, how can you not talk about that?
Well, I know. I know. You think about pastries for Christmas and that type of thing, and you want to serve something special at your dinner table, you better put your order in because they're going to be busy. You know, when I'm on Route 50, on the way to the deer stand, and I did this a couple weeks ago, I stopped by and got some donuts for the guys, and well, I had half a raisin bar out. I mean, half a raspberry bar out of all that, and you know, not a crumb was left. And the mice weren't in the box. I mean, I think they just lifted the box up and dumped all the crumbs down there in their mouths and went on their way. So I'm glad they enjoyed it. I really am. So I mean, I'll stop for a donut or a fresh cup of coffee at Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge. You know why? They have the best and the most delicious fresh baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Delmarva Peninsula, even, yay, all of Maryland and the Mid-Atlantic. Enough for everyone in camp, and you know what? They serve a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday, all day Saturday, even after your morning hunt during the week, 11 to 2, you can grab a tasty lunch. To find Bay Country Bakery, do what I do. Just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. And I looked at that thing the other day when I went by. It's a big pink donut. And it's the entire wall of the bakery. And it's got two windows in it. Chris, have you ever seen a donut with windows?
No.
Well, just drive by Bay Country Bakery and you'll see one right there on the side of the building.
I mean, I've driven by it, but I've never noticed.
There's two windows in that donut.
I'll have to take a look next Tuesday.
No question. Dave and Gina Levy, they're your hosts. They're trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best in Bay Country Bakery, located at 2951 Coastal Highway. That's just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit with windows. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You never know. You just may see us there. Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. For you waterfowlers, you need to consider a Browning shotgun. They have three different models that are just specifically for waterfowl hunting. The Maxis is number one. The autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, a new power drive gas system, reduces recoil. It is great. Basically, it's in mossy oak camo. Throw that thing to your shoulder, look down that ventilated rib, and you will be excited to see what's on the other end, especially if it's a big old goose coming in or a couple of ducks. Most accurate, reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet is the A5. Mossy oak shadow grass blades, DuraTouch camo, fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil operated kinematic drive, auto loader shotgun, 100,000 round and 5-year guarantee for the A5. It ain't your grandpa's A5. This is newly redesigned and you will love the feel of the A5. And finally, the Gold Light 10 gauge. Yes, a proven standard for autoloader performance. Gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch chamber composite with a DuraTouch armor coating stock in mossy oak camo and three standard Invector choke tubes. That's the Gold Light 10-gauge, all at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Open 7 days a week. And we'll be right back after these messages.
We kick off the weekend, keeping the clouds around, some sunshine mixing in here and there, and temperatures staying pretty cool as we run it up to the upper 30s. Now for tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low falls back to the low to mid-20s. Again, that is cool. Mid-40s is the average high. Sunday, mostly sunshine, and we're headed up to around 50 degrees, and we will keep it warmer than average for Monday. Clouds build back in, and we're headed up to 51. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the Carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, That's not good.
Right,
the solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built their reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Probably out grazing with the corn-fed doe, and he's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably checking her scent for a little estrus, and he's willing to get risky. Right now, he's probably up behind her near the salt lick, right where I got his photo.
Sounds exciting. Let's talk to Glenn here real quick. Good morning, Glenn. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Al?
I'm well. What's going on?
Getting ready to go out and shoot at some ducks and geese this morning.
Well, good luck to you.
A good thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You been out for duck season?
I've had a great duck season so far this year.
Lucky. And yeah, cool.
Of course, we got our one goose yesterday, which is very anticlimactic.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but you know what? You're out there doing it. That's the main thing.
Yeah, I'm scared to death to put more than one shell in the gun this year almost.
Man, you automatically want to go to that next bird, don't you? You see that first one crumple and you pull up on another one, you go, oh, man, I can't do that. So, yeah, I know.
Well, I'm the cleanup guy because I shoot last because I'm the caller. So I'm just, you know, if anybody misses anything, and I use an old 10-gauge, an old IFCA Mag 10. So
oh, wow.
I'm the cleanup guy. Yeah,
there
so
you go.
I might only get that one shot off. That's fine.
That's all right.
So the reason I called, I don't know if you've covered this or not yet, and hopefully you have, the whole issue of what's going on down in Virginia with the gun rights. Cause
yes, I've seen that. The sanctuary states, and then,
Yep, they are finally getting an apple out of the barrel that we have to deal with every year, and I talked to my local representative, state representative, the other day, and he's telling me that, you know, get ready, because it's coming here again this year from the legislature. And what's scary is you haven't heard a peep out of the Maryland legislature.
No, you haven't.
No, you haven't. That's very scary. I think they figured out that you don't want to telegraph it like Virginia has, because that state is on the brink of civil war. And it's amazing to me that the Virginia residents didn't realize that this was going to happen. You know, that'll never happen.
Yeah, right. Look what they did.
Yeah.
What they did in the last election. I mean, you know, and I think look what we did in our last election, and look what our country's gone through for the last 2 years. It's amazing. It's amazing. So,
well, if it had gone the other way the last election, we'd probably be in a worse situation than Virginia's in right now, because I think it would have been very drastic gun control put in at the federal level. So, and that's scary.
I meant the 2018. Loss of the House. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, well.
In federal government, yeah. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the only check is the Senate and, you know, of course, the President. But still, I mean, at a, you know, that's that's an issue. And you know, but the I know this isn't a political show, but the, you know, the Democrats have stirred up they've kicked the hornet's nest. And
now they have
a huge backlash on them. But we just need to stay vigilant. We could gear up for January because it's going to come at us like
it's going to come hard and fast, no question,
no doubt. And we beat them back last year, and got to beat them back again this year.
You've
got to get active and get out there and do what you can. Let those politicians know what you think. I mean, that's one thing they will respond to when they're.
Hey, you know what doesn't? You know what doesn't count? It doesn't count how much you complain on Facebook. It doesn't count.
That's right. That's right. Because all you're doing is talking to an echo chamber there. That's
exactly.
All you're doing.
All right, Glenn, got to go. We got a lot of callers stacked up. Thank
all right,
you.
Take care. Have a
See
good
you, buddy.
Time.
You too. Lee, good morning.
Morning, Adam. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to you.
Sorry to hear that Sparky's not feeling so hot.
Yeah, she's not feeling so hot. So she'll be back in her game next week.
Get her about a gallon hot toddy at the worst.
A gallon hot toddy, yeah. No, that's probably not a good idea, but, you know.
Just trying.
I know.
In any case, I hope she feels better.
Well, I hope so, too. Thank you so much.
And you all take care.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. And to Glenn as well. Thank you. George is on the line. Let's talk to George. Morning, George.
Hey, Alan. How you doing?
Doing good. You?
I'm doing well. Hey, real quick. I've got a white deer, a little spike buck. Guys are telling me in the club to go ahead and shoot this thing and get him out of the herd because he'll mess up the gene pool. I was kind of wanting to wait till he was like a 6, 8, or 10 point in a couple years.
Uh-huh.
Is there a general consensus? Do they really affect the gene?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. The albino gene is ever present in the DNA of deer, but when it comes out like that, is he all white with pink eyes or does he have brown spots on him?
He's got brown spots.
Yeah, that's primarily a result of inbreeding in the herd. And what you've got there is a genetically inferior animal. He may have some joint problems, probably has an undershot lower jaw, could be deaf, probably sterile. I don't think that you would, I don't think you'd do anybody any harm by taking it out, but that's up to you.
Yeah, I've seen him 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And I've just been letting him go, but I'll take your advice and take him out.
I think that's probably best for the overall population there at your place.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Uncle Stan, the truck driving man, if you can call back right after the top of the hour, that would be great. We'll talk soon. If you don't, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Keep the shiny side up. It looks much better that way. And we'll talk later. All right, folks, there's the music. It's time for us to say get out, stay out, and stay safe today.